Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're just about 1 week away from the autumnal equinox, when we officially move from summer to fall. And with that season change, we have fall foliage, pumpkins, and football, but also the opportunity for our own transitions in our gardens, our garages, and even with our personal habits and routines. Joining us now to talk about fall home and garden ideas are two writers for Illinois Times, is the Fall Home and Garden, or I should say Home and Garden Fall Guide. They are Carrie Smith and Lana Chauvelin. Excuse me. Carrie and Lana, thank you so much for joining us here on the 21st.
Thank you. Hi, thanks for having us.
And listeners, we want to invite you to join the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And we want to hear, what are your fall season home and garden plans? Are you looking forward to a favorite fall activity or a project you'll be taking on, whether it's in the garden, home, or elsewhere? We want to hear any and all fall plans you have for yourself, for your home, for your garden. Call us 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Carrie, you write that fall is a great time to revitalize one's garden. Autumn is obviously known as a time of harvest, but you point out that some things grow well in the fall. What should we be planting now in our gardens?
Well, sure. Anything that can be planted in the spring, or most things can be planted in the fall. So definitely things like lettuce, spinach, chard, beets, carrots, they all do really well in a fall garden.
And I mean, if we plant, greens or onions or beets or garlic, now how long does it take something like that to be ready for harvest?
Most of the things you mentioned are probably going to be 6 to 8 weeks. So it kind of depends on, you know, if we have a nice fall that doesn't get too harsh too fast, we'll be able to get a lot of fall harvest. If we have one that's, you know, quickly cold and unpleasant, it'll be a much shorter harvest. And garlic is a little different in that you plant it in the fall and it grows a little bit, and then it sort of dies back with the cold weather of winter. And then in the spring, it starts to grow again, and it's usually ready for harvesting by June or July.
Okay, so quite a long timeline on the garlic. That's not a quick turnaround crop.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you write that garden maintenance is important this time of year too, and it's important to feed the soil. What are some tips to make sure that the garden is in good shape through the winter?
Well, sure. Well, you know, one of the things that we often do is take out any tomato cages or trellises that we've used, clean off the dirt and the plant debris, and store them somewhere out of the elements. Another thing that we can do is any compost that is already ready, we can go ahead and put on our garden. And anything like, you know, the tomato plants that are spent or anything else in our garden, to go ahead and compost those. And one other thing we can do, if we have bare soil that we're not planning on using over the fall, is to plant something like a cover crop. And these are things that will usually grow a little bit in the fall and then sort of be dormant for a while over the winter, and then will grow again in the spring. And then right when we're ready to plant in the garden in spring, we usually just till that under or chop it up so that it's no longer growing. And it really helps condition the soil and add nutrients for a better growing season.
Okay. And we're going to go to the phones now. Nancy in McChesney Park, welcome to the 21st. What are you planting this fall? Hello, Nancy. Okay, we seem to have lost our caller there. Lana Chauvelin, I want to bring you into the conversation now. One of your pieces in the fall guide is a little bit more about a personal transition, right? Small steps to a better you. And you write about an article in the Wall Street Journal that prompted you to make some changes in your habits during this period of self-isolation in the pandemic. Can you talk about that?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, like everybody, I think that when the self-isolation first started, we really kind of became lazy. You know, we sat around, we watched a lot of Netflix, we ate a lot of ice cream. And I think that a lot of people did that. They turned inward because they didn't really know how to handle what was going on. And we sought comfort in things that we could control. And so I read this beautiful article and it talked about, you know, basically the way to get through a time of uncertainty is to set up a routine for yourself. And so I started to do that. And I had already been an avid daily walker, but I decided that I was going to do something to better my mind, my body, and my spirit. So I started upping my walks every day and started a training program to, you know, eventually run a 5K, which I hadn't done in a very long time. And I started doing that, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. And in no time, it seemed like I was up to running about 4 miles, you know, a couple times a week. And on top of doing that, I also started listening to, I subbed out my music that I would normally listen to on, you know, my phone while I was running for podcasts. And I just sought out podcasts that would help kind of expand my mind and help me think about things differently, you know, because sometimes I feel like we have a habit of putting ourselves into an echo chamber where we're not really challenging our own beliefs and ideas. And so this was a way for me to, while I was out running and taking care of my body, to kind of feed my mind with different knowledge than what I was normally, you know, absorbing through social media or the radio.
And this is the point when I take that softball and say, listeners, you should definitely be subscribing to our podcast, which is available at 21stshow.org. I mean, you know, we're going from fall and into winter. We're going to be spending more time indoors aside from listening to the 21st podcast. I understand you've committed to learning something new every day. How are you going about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that as the kids were going back to school and I started thinking about what it was like for a kid to be in school again, you know, I thought, when is the last time that I've really sat down and learned something new? So I'm 41 and, you know, you kind of feel like I've graduated college. I've done all the education that I'm personally going to do, you know, academically, but I started just, you know, trying to memorize little things. Like I memorized some poems that I had always loved. I recently also memorized the phonetic alphabet just because I thought that would be a fun challenge, you know,
like
just
Alpha,
to kind of
Bravo,
keep my
Charlie,
brain sharp.
Delta, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. And so, you know, it's been really fun because my husband used to be in the Navy and he knew it, and which kind of sparked my competitive spirit, because when I told him that I wanted to do it, he just rattled it off from across the table. And I thought, oh, wow, I really need to step up my game. So I taught myself that. And like I said, I mean, I just try to, like with the podcast, I've been trying to listen to things that are a little bit out of my comfort zone, or, you know, maybe something that I don't necessarily agree with. I've been reading more biographies and autobiographies than I would normally, you know, I would normally choose something fiction. Just little things like that, little steps that I think kind of boost your self-esteem a little bit and feed your mind.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're talking about fall home and garden ideas with two writers for Illinois Times' special home and garden issue, Lana Shovlin and Carrie Smith. And we want to hear from you. What fall activities and projects do you have planned for yourself, your home and garden? You can give us a call at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. We're going to try again, Nancy in McChesney Park. Are you with us? And what are your plans for your garden this fall?
I'm here. I'm back.
Well, thank you for joining us on the 21st. What are you planting this season?
Now we can stay on track. The focus is planting. Yes. Well, chrysanthemums have always been a joy for me. I'm going to be planting some bright yellow and some orange, but I really prefer the yellow and the pink. And those are my favorites.
Okay. And do you, when do you get those in? Are they in the ground already for you, or is that still something that's coming up?
I won't be putting those in for probably another week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling us, Nancy. Do call back again. Carrie, I want to ask, so, I mean, fall is, as we've been talking about, a good time for building up our gardens. So I don't know if you can respond to Nancy if you want, but we can also talk about, you know, while we're building up our gardens, we might want to be scaling back other things like the clutter in our garages or other spaces. And I wonder if you can talk us a little bit through what we should know about how to best go about doing that.
Well, sure. One thing besides gardening, besides vegetable gardens, I love tulips, and I totally, and chrysanthemums also are gorgeous. I love to plant those too. But yes, you know, one thing this year that a lot of people have been at home and trying to fill their time in different ways. And one of the things a lot of people have been doing is decluttering. And while probably most houses could use decluttering, some more than others, it can be quite an overwhelming venture to start on, especially if you've had a room that you've just, you know, you keep the door shut and you don't worry about it, or a garage where you only put things in and you don't take them out. The article that I wrote about for the Illinois Times is specifically on decluttering the garage. And for a lot of people, the idea is, you can actually fit your car in there if you declutter to a good extent. But with any project, it's the same process, no matter what you're decluttering, which is to take your items out, group them according to like things. So, you know, the big categories are like trash, recycling, I don't want it anymore, so go to a thrift store of some type. And then your keep piles could be things that go in the kitchen, things that are for camping, things that, holiday decorations and things like that. You want to put like things together so that when you're done sorting, you have an idea of what you actually own. Because for a lot of people, we forget. Once they're stuffed somewhere in a closet or an unused room or a garage, we forget that we do in fact own 3 Christmas trees. So sometimes it takes decluttering a garage to find that out.
I have heard stories about these people who actually fit the number of cars in their garage that the garage is designed to hold. It's always seemed a little mythical
amazing
to me. You know, I want to go back to the phones now. We have another caller, Brooke, in Caledonia. And so we've been talking about decluttering and gardening as well. Brooke, what's in your garden that you want? And do you also, I understand, want to declutter your garden?
Yeah. So I have, I started growing carrots. That's what I just started. I heard you guys talking about carrots. And I've tried some arugula coming back up. But I'm really interested in trying some of kale and different types of lettuce, but I have a real problem right now. I have a mole in my garden. And he's been digging holes everywhere. So if you have any tips on trying to declutter critters for my garden, I also had baby bunnies again this summer in my garden. But that mole, I need to see what I can do with the mole.
Okay, Carrie, do you have any suggestions about unwanted non-plant creatures living in a garden?
Well, I apologize. That's not my area of expertise, as I have a dog and a cat, and I've never had any issues with unwanted critters. But I've heard different things about, you know, shoving chewing gum into their holes and things like that. But I really have no idea if that actually works or not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we will take that. I guess we'll just have to go ask Dr. Google about that. But Brooke, thank you so much for the call. Do call us again. I think that's probably where we need to leave this conversation now. The Fall Home and Garden Guide. I've got actually like a paper copy here. It's on newsstands if you happen to be in the Springfield area. Otherwise, you can find it online. And I want to thank Carrie Smith and Lana Shovlin for joining us today on the 21st. Thank you for being here and sharing your fall tips and plans with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do want to ask you to consider joining our texting group. We hear interesting things from listeners. It does inform our coverage. You can join by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730, 217-803-0730. Exciting news, also, we have our voicemail back up and running. If you have left us a voicemail since, late last year, I'm sorry to say we just got it recently. There was some technical issues with that. But now if you want to call and leave us a new voicemail, you can do so at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.